Senator Amanda Chase joins us tonight. I think she's a first-time guest. In fact, I'm almost certain she's a first-time guest, but I sometimes interview so many people I can't keep track because I sometimes interview them at these conferences, you know. But I don't think I've interviewed her at a conference before, but I'm hearing great things about her from my friend Ivan Raiklin, who's been there in Richmond, Virginia the last 2 days meeting with her and working with her. We'll find out more about what's happening with her and the whole issue of voter integrity, as they call it, voter theft. Amanda Chase, Senator from Virginia. Senator, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Brandon, great to have you. And actually, whenever I was in South Dakota there with you at the Lindell Symposium, I actually spoke to you. I spoke on the stage and actually founded at that event the first ever National Election Integrity Caucus right there with probably about 40 other legislators. So
Well, congratulations. Now, were you the only state representative or state senator from Virginia at that rally in South Dakota, that summit?
Yeah. Yes, I was. In Virginia, we have 140 state legislators, and I was the only one there.
Wow. Well, thank you. Now, what are you working on? Because Ivan tells me you're kind of like the tip of the spear in Virginia when it comes to voter theft. What are you doing?
Well, first of all, you know, I was censured in Virginia for saying that the 2020 presidential election was stolen.
Wait a minute. Look, what? You were censured?
Yes.
They put a vote to the floor to slap your hand?
Yes. I lost all my committee assignments. I lost my seniority. I was put in the corner of the Senate, which I have been for the last almost, gosh, since that election. And so.
Well, that wasn't a slap on the hand. That was they're trying to destroy your career.
Well, you know, you turn your lemons into lemonade. I ran into governor and almost won.
You what? You ran for governor?
I ran for governor for 15 months and was the front runner going into the race against Terry McAuliffe. And we had a rigged choice convention. Oh, I'm sorry, a ranked choice convention.
You have to explain the ranked choice for those who don't get it, because it's very hard. I had Sarah Palin at our news desk in Dallas a few months ago, and she was facing a ranked choice voting system, and she tried explaining it, but you know, I couldn't keep up with it. But can you explain it for us?
Well, basically, if the rhinos are concerned about an America First candidate running, no matter what the office, that's what they do. They implement something called a rigged choice voting process.
A ranked choice.
Yeah, it's really rigged. Ranked choice voting, I call it rigged choice voting by nature, just because that's what it is. It automatically suppresses a vote, and rhinos are all about rigging elections, let's be honest. So that's what happened. I was the front runner in the race for governor. I'd run for 15 months. Even Terry McAuliffe was calling me the front runner of that race.
Wow. And
the rhinos in the party, they implemented at the last minute a rigged choice convention. And, you know, I had a lot of support across the state, but they weren't able to sign up to vote. Because rigged choice voting means you rank the choice. If you have multiple candidates running, you rank your first, second, third, fourth. But before you can even do that, you have to fill out extra paperwork. It's not enough to be just a registered voter. You have to jump through extra hoops, fill out extra paperwork. You have about a week to turn your paperwork in if you happen to know about it. Because remember, not everybody knows about it. Only the GOP establishment groups know when that's going to be. So that's what happens. That's how, you know, we end up with Liz Cheney Republicans.
Wow. All right. So you came out and said, did you give your speech on the floor of the Senate? Is that where you talked about the voter theft in 2020? It got you censured?
So a number of different things happened. Number one, I was there on January 6th, and I stood with President Trump. I was called President Trump when I ran. I was called Trump in heels when I ran for governor. And incidentally, because I went to the January 6th rally, that's the excuse they used to censure me, even though I wasn't involved with what was going on at the Capitol. But I was there at the Ellipse. It was peaceful. And when tensions got high, my team got me out of there. But as a result of that, I was completely deleted off of Facebook. So all my followers, I had 150,000. I had one of the largest followings on Facebook in Virginia, even beating out the Democrats, right, on social media, which is pretty good for a Republican, right? And a conservative. So that's what happened. So I got deleted off Facebook in the middle of a statewide run for governor. Nobody could find out where I was. They couldn't get information about how to vote for me. None of that. I just fell off the face of the earth pretty much. But at the same time, I've been in the Senate, Virginia Senate, for almost 8 years, and I was ranked number one by Matt Slapp's group at CPAC, the American Conservative Union. So number one most conservative state senator in Virginia, Virginia state senator. And you know, I've been fighting for election integrity since I've been there. I've been the only legislator of 140 legislators in Virginia to file a full forensic audit, and this was my third year in a row. I just this morning, Ivan was there with me, and we were presenting the legislation. He was speaking in the public comment section, and unfortunately, it's still the People's Republic of Venezuela over on the Senate side of Virginia, and we currently lost another seat. We're at currently 70 to 20. The numbers just changed. We're missing. We need two more Republicans to have a majority in the Virginia. So if you go, when I went before the Senate Privileges and Elections Committee to present the full forensic audit, and I had a number of other election integrity bills, like getting ready those drop boxes. We've all watched 2000 Mules. I've presented that in my district to get rid of 2000 Mules. We need to end the, I mean, disasters everywhere. I mean, is what this is. It's lack of transparency. It's stealing elections. Instead of elections, we're having selections. We're having installations instead of elections. And so we need to change all of that. And so I've been leading the way for the last couple years since the election, raising awareness, refusing to back down about 2020, and making sure that, you know, I believe a crime was committed. And so we need to hold people accountable. I will continue to do that. I'm running for re-election this year. The Rhinos are running a former state senator against me, and I'm going to beat him. Right?
So what is your district?
So my district is Chesterfield Colonial Heights currently. After redistricting, I lose Amelia County, which I used to represent, but it's basically 20 minutes south of the state capital, Richmond, Virginia. And I represent about 250,000 constituents. And like I said, I've been in almost 8 years in the state Senate. And I was a MAGA candidate. I was endorsed by President Trump. I've been endorsed by Congressman Bob Good, who everybody from Virginia knows as a leader and a fighter. I'm thankful for his endorsement, as well as former Congressman Dave Bratt and many others. But you know, I'm a mom from Chesterfield who was never involved with politics, got elected 8 years ago. And, you know, I've been taking on the politicians in Virginia. And the last thing that they want to talk about is what happened in 2020. And even on the panel today, they said, you know, that's past the statutes of limitations. I said, yeah, but I said, these people have been asking for the cast vote records for a very long time, and you guys refused to give it to them. So that's on you. It's not on the people. So I'm doing a number of things. I you know, all of our bills failed 9-6 today in committee.
And what were some of your bills?
So one of those is, in Virginia, we have something called a permanent absentee voter list. This is a list that you can sign up for as a Virginian. Nobody knows about it but the Democrats, ironically. Get on this list, and they will automatically send you, the State Board of Elections will send you a live ballot. Not a request for a ballot, but a live ballot sent to your home. Now, what could possibly go wrong with
right,
that?
Right.
So that was one of the bills. Like I said, we had a bill to eliminate the drop boxes. That failed. We introduced the full forensic audit. Virginia pushed forward last year a fake risk limiting audit. That's what I call risk limiting audits, because in my home county of Amelia County, where we have 14,000 voters, a risk limiting audit meant that my election officials were pulling one vote, and that was considered an audit. Now, I was there in Arizona on the floor, right there in Arizona, whenever the Senate of Virginia, Senate in Arizona conducted tasked Doug Logan of Cyber Ninjas with conducting a full forensic audit. And I just applaud Doug Logan. I mean, he's a hero. And I use my knowledge in meeting with the delegation there in Arizona, like Senator Wendy Rogers, Senator Sonny Borelli, and Mark Fincham, Representative Mark Fincham, and got to know them, asked them questions about what happened in Arizona, because in talking to the legislators at the cyber symposium, I realized there's a lot of similarities between what's going on in their states and my state. So I went ahead and proactively filed legislation as if it were happening. What was happening in Arizona was happening in Virginia.
Wow.
My third year in a row of getting these bills defeated. But you know what? We're going to keep introducing them. I have one more bill that I'm presenting next Tuesday, Senate Bill 884. This is called the Voter Confidence Restoration Act.
The what?
The Voter Confidence Restoration Act.
Okay.
And so what this bill does, it says, you know what? We're going to put all the guardrails back on our elections here in Virginia. We are, number one, going to reinstitute photo ID, which is no longer a thing in Virginia. We're going to eliminate mail-in ballots. We're going to require an excuse. If you can't, for some reason, vote in person, then you need to have a notary signature before you can submit that ballot or request. So we are also going to eliminate same-day registration. Can you believe that that was approved in the Democrat trifecta?
Exactly. Same.
It's unbelievable. We need to go back to paper ballots, which Virginia, we have paper ballots, but what we don't have is the necessity to hand count. We need to get back to the basics if we're going to restore confidence in our elections, in our republic, our constitutional republic. We want to eliminate the voting computers. We want to eliminate the tabulators. We want hand counts. And we saw it as late as this past election, this past November's election, and Prince William County, in which there was an actual manual counting of the ballots and a tabulated counting of the ballots, and they were 7% off. 7% off, that a lot of times determines the outcome of elections.
Absolutely.
So we still, even after 2020, we still have elections. Everybody who's watching the show knows that. I'm not telling them anything they don't know.
Right.
But we are having to convince a predominantly Democratic committee. All the Republicans on the committee supported it. But we are putting everything in motion. We are presenting this bill every year because with every year we present this bill, we are educating and educating and educating to the point where when Republicans take control of the Senate and we have the House, we have the Senate, we have Virginia again. Right now, you know, we used to be in reverse when we had the Democrat trifecta back before Governor Youngkin became the governor of Virginia. We're now in neutral and we want to go on forward. And we go forward by taking back the Virginia Senate and getting back in the majority. And then we can move.
Tell our audience your website.
My website is chaseforsenate.com.
Chaseforsenate.com. Chaseforsenate.com. Let me ask you this real quick before I let you go. You're a big proponent of the Second Amendment as well, right?
Absolutely. I keep my gun right next to my lipstick.
You're kind of known for that. That's one of the things you're known for, is being a big defender of the Second Amendment. I mean, what has happened in Virginia? A few years ago, they were trying to confiscate guns or something. What was all that about? It's been a few years.
You know, it's funny you should say that. We just had, you know, VCDL, the Virginia Citizens Defense League. It's like Virginia's NRA. They're the largest lobby group led by citizens in Virginia. And we have an annual lobby day every year. And in 2020, when we had House Bill, 965, I believe, came up, they said that if you had a magazine with 10 or more rounds, you were going to be a felon overnight. And so I worked with a Democrat patron of that bill. And I wish I could have got him to strike the bill, but he put it down to a class 1 misdemeanor. He wanted to make us all felons just because we had a magazine with 10 or more rounds.
Are you talking about even like if your handgun had more than 10 rounds?
Absolutely. That's where we were. So listen, at this VCDL rally, we had over 80,000 people there. It was the largest gun rally that we probably had on the East Coast or maybe even America. And I was honored to speak at that event. And that's when people told me, you need to run for governor because you're the one that's going to stand up for our Second Amendment. And, you know, after they tried to take away our Second Amendment rights, they went after our law enforcement and tried to eliminate qualified immunity and go after the tools that our law enforcement needs to keep our roads and streets and our communities safe. They were taking those away. Unbelievable what's going on in the country.
Qualified immunity, which means what?
Qualified immunity is simply protection legally, financially, that our law enforcement have when they're on the line of duty.
So they can't lose their house because they did on the job.
Right, exactly.
But in closing, you have some Republicans that are working with you, but you're finding the Republican Party in Virginia is also filled with a lot of rhinos. Is that right?
Yes. In fact, I am working on a resolution that changes our mascot to a cricket.
To a what?
To a cricket.
Why?
Because we're nothing but. I mean, it's really discouraging and disappointing. We have to have personnel as policy, and we need strong America First candidates to step up to run. Look, I'm just a mom from Chesterfield that decided to run about 8 years ago, and I got fed up with the politicians ruining my state. Accidentally got elected, not once, but twice, and then ran for governor and almost won. You know, people just want a mom with common sense or a dad with common sense. They're tired of the politicians. And, you know, I've proven that you really don't need a lot of money to run. You don't need a lot of endorsements to run. But now, you know, I'm so thankful for the support that I've had from the people, not the politicians hate me in Virginia. I mean, I love it. You know, you're on the right side of history 8 years later when you're, you know, politicians are trying to are censoring you and giving you a hard time. So I wear it with a badge of honor. But we need more everyday average people to run for office and have the courage to do that. And I've been trying to raise up another generation, because I believe in term limits. I'm not going to be here forever. I'm already raising up the next generation of legislators, specifically state senators. And we've got a number of folks here in Virginia, Matt Strickland, Delegate John McGuire, I'm going to miss somebody, but a lot of folks that Lance Allen.
Lance Allen any relation to former Governor Allen?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Whatever happened to him?
Well, we still see him. He was helping Attorney General Jason Myers when he was running for Attorney General. But
wow.
I'm not going to.
Give us your website again. ChaseForSenate.com.
ChaseForSenate.com.
All right. Keep us posted. You've been in the fight. You were there with us in Sioux Falls. You're America First candidate. They called you Trump in heels, right?
That's right. You remember it. Coming back to you now. It's been a while.
Well, keep going, and if anything comes up, you let us know. We'd love to get you back on. Ivan Raiklin speaks very highly of you.
Ivan Raiklin is a great American hero, not only on the battlefield, but coming back home and ensuring that we have safe, fair, free elections. And so I give him, he and Colonel Mills is on our stakeholder team, and I absolutely adore and love Colonel Mills, and he is a great American hero as well. And I think I'm actually mentioned, he mentioned me in his book. He was probably desperate for people to talk to.
I doubt that. Well, I've got a lot of great people I work with, and now you're one of them. So if anything comes up, you just text me. We'll get you right back on.
I'd love that. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Thank you. Senator Amanda Chase checking in. Check out her website, chaseforcongress.com. Or was it Chase for Senate? Which one did she? Chaseforsenate.com. There you go. Chaseforsenate.com.